And now Iran has slammed U.S. sanctions and, quote, economic terrorism against Tehran as part of Washington's psychological warfare against the Iranian nation. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said Tehran's battle against terrorism and its efforts to restore peace and stability in the region have foiled U.S. schemes. Bahram Qasemi rejected U.S. claims about the country's economic situation as deceitful and a flagrant fallacy. Remarks came in response to comments from the U.S. Secretary of State. In a tweet, Mike Pompeo claimed that Iran's economy has suffered a 3.6% decline due to Tehran's support for the Syrian government. But Qasemi stressed Iran has managed to maintain an economic growth of over 8% while leading the fight against terrorism over the past years. Joining us now is Mr. Frank Emspach, Executive Director with the Workers Independent News, joining us out of Madison, Wisconsin. Hello, Mr. Emspach. It's a pleasure to have you back on the program, sir. Now, your thoughts on Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Bahram Qasemi, calling U.S. sanctions against Tehran economic terrorism.
Well, I think we need to put this in context. I don't want to characterize things this way, but there are people in the American government who have said clearly that their objective with the sanctions is to cause regime change in Iran, and that they hope that the result of sanctions will be an economic destabilization, and hence that the government will be changed. So I think that's the context. So we can characterize it however we want, but that is an objective that many people in the government have expressed directly. Having said that, we also must understand that the United States has imposed sanctions on November 1st, I guess, on Iran, a 60-year embargo on Cuba, sanctions on North Korea, and sanctions on parts of different companies in the Soviet in Russia, and some businessmen. At the same time that this is happening, for the first time, many Europeans have decided that they do not want their countries to participate in sanctions. So I don't think that this is a game that's over by any means. Let me just say that I also believe, along with many, many other commentators, that the United States has as a linchpin in this game Saudi Arabia. The United States needs the Saudis to pump more oil to make up for the lack of oil from Iran. They need to pump it in such a way that the price is stable. And now, because of the Khashoggi killing, there are major issues with this. It is clear that there are some now in the American government who are questioning whether Saudi Arabia, under the present leadership, can be the trusted partner that we need. And therefore, there are problems, because here in the United States, more and more congressmen and others are raising the question, exactly what is our relationship with Saudi Arabia? And the Trump administration has replied that the key issue is our relationship, the United States' relationship with the Saudis, as the point person against Iran. And fundamentally, there's going to be no fundamental changes made in that relationship. I think this is an extremely politically unstable situation. So yes, clearly the sanctions are not going to be helpful to Iran. Clearly there are those in this country who wish that sanctions result in regime change. But I don't think, given the present balance of forces, that these plans are going to be so easily accomplished.
Thank you for joining us and for your perspective, Mr. Frank Emspach out of Madison, Wisconsin, Executive Director with the Workers Independent News.